Okay, I hope you have updated your Spotify playlist on the Here and Now DJ Sessions, because here comes some more.
There goes the last DJ.
Julie Lavender is a jazz musician and host of Dream Farm Radio in Hollis, New Hampshire. She joins us here in the studio. Julie, welcome back.
So excited to be here. Thank you.
And today you have brought us some Greek, Turkish, and Balkan-influenced jazz and some American jazz. Let's listen to that first. This is the group Amerinoush. Here's the song Johnny's Swing. Now, on the group's website, they say their name derives from two words, American and Manouche. Manouche, the gypsy tribe of the famed guitarist Django Reinhardt. How would you describe what we're listening to?
Well, these guys have taken their passion for Manouche music, which is that tribal Roma people music, and they have merged it with contemporary harmonies from American and pop sounds. So they've got the swing and the jazz and that Eastern European gypsy influence all melded together in a very American-sounding version, which is fascinating to me.
What makes it American-sounding, do you think?
Well, if you listen to Manouche music, if you're really into Manouche and the gypsy sound that Django Reinhardt pioneered, it's got its own universe of sounds and progressions. But when you bring it over here to the United States and you add pop progressions and kind of pop melodies into it and American swing ideas, you're really going to get a different kind of Manouche, thus Amerinoush.
Well, let's listen to another song from Amerinoush. This is Canto. See, you say American. I am transported there to, like, the Costa del Sol in Spain when I listen to that.
Well, you know, if you are a gypsy, you're going to be just about everywhere, honestly.
That is true. I guess it's part
of
the job.
So, yeah, I mean, there's all these different tribes. And so I'd like to go on the gypsy tour, you know, and there's the Gitanes, the Sinte, the Manouche tribes. And Django pioneered and created this music, and it became his calling card. And those who are passionate about it here in the United States will notice that there's something a little different about this particular group of Amerinoush.
Okay, let's listen to another group. This is Esthema, and the song is Change of Season. By the way, I keep saying song. I guess I should say piece if we're talking about jazz, no?
You know, when you hear something that has depth to it, you just kind of want to say piece. Like when you, instead of saying movie, you say film some days of the week.
It elevates it to
it
say
does.
Piece.
And these guys are really unique. Andy Milas, the head of Esthema, and Esthema means feeling in Greek. He is Greek, and he's got Turkish players, and he's got a Palestinian player on there, and they play guitar, bass, violin, cello, percussion, oud. Wow. food.
Yeah.
You know? Wow, I had to look that up, honestly. But it's Near East and Balkan and Mid East fusion with progressive rock sounds. So it's very, very interesting. I had you play a little bit of it right there where the swing is coming in. But if you started that piece, you would have kind of heard the sound of the muezzin in the background and, you know, or had a little bit of ouzo right by your side to swing one back at the beginning of the tune.
Or some rocky. You know, we've got the Greeks and the Turks working together in that piece, which is not always the case.
Oh, and they're such a great group. Super unique sound. I really was intrigued by them. Esthema.
Esthema, and you also wanted us to hear Albino Mbie. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Mbie.
A singer-songwriter from Mozambique. This is Inspiration. Julie Lavender, how did you discover Albino Mbie?
You know what? I think I did a gig with one of his friends, and he came to hear me play, and I met him, and he had a CD in the car or something we were listening to, and we were driving back from the gig with all of our junk in the car, and I heard a little bit about what he did, and I was fascinated.
Hmm.
A guy from Mozambique here in the United States, and he has done something that he calls Moz Jazz.
Which is what? Yeah, what is this that we're listening to?
Well, I think you're listening to someone who has obviously a real passion for rhythm, and he's a fabulous guitarist, but he does these unique things. You know, he's doing this kind of alliteration of the sounds in a way that definitely evokes another continent. But then he brings these pop jazz melodies over the top of it. Of course, this is just one layer of his music. I mean, there's a whole album out there that is great.
Well, we do have another. This is a Wusiwana. Just an unmistakable African sound there.
But you keep listening and you're going to hear jazz American idioms in there too, which is what's so fascinating. You can't quite, you know, settle back. There's always going to be something around the corner, which is what I love to do. I love to be surprised. So when these guys come to the barn, I always have them perform with me, and where we go is really wild. How about Moz Jazz in New Hampshire? Go figure that out. Or a Manouche New Hampshire style, you know?
Bringing the world to your barn in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Julie Lavender, jazz musician and host of Dream Farm Radio, and that's a radio show where jazz musicians come and perform in Julie's barn in New Hampshire, along with you, right?
Yes, sir.
Julie, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
And you can see all of Julie's picks at hereandnow.org. You can check out our Here and Now DJ Sessions Spotify playlist. It's got all the songs from all the DJ sessions. Just go on Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Great music for a Wednesday or any day. This is Here and Now.